Engaging. Thorough. Cutting edge with essential information. Unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here. With detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team, WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bird's Eye View. I'm Sarah Feltis, and I am accompanied by our wonderful news director, Maritza Navarro-Lopez. This half hour, we will be talking about healthy living in a new environment. Maritza, welcome to Bird's Eye View. This is our first time hosting a show. How's it feeling?
I'm really excited. I think we took a look at a lot of special things going on in the community and on campus, resources people can use. So I'm really excited to really get into it and find out just what people can find.
It's going to be definitely a great show for us today. Our talented Bird's Eye View team dug into the community, find out what resources are available in the community, not only for students, but for people in new to Bloomington Normal. Today, we will be taking a look at what resources are available on and off campus for new students at Illinois State University and how to make their transition to a four-year college easier. We spoke with McLean County Human Services Center, YMCA, the Recreation Center at ISU, and the ISU PD. We found out how mental health, nutrition, involvement, physical activity impact students in a new environment and what resources students can find when they need academic help or are in an emergency situation. Coming up after the break, we are going to introduce you to our first story, which we will be talking about mental health.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. Now, Maritza, you and I are students ourselves who often do feel overwhelmed and pulled into a million different directions. Sometimes we struggle to deal with those emotions in healthy ways. That's why this next piece is so important.
Definitely, moving to a new environment can also be so overwhelming. Students often become stressed and homesick during this transition. Leo Stoddard took a closer look at healthy ways to cope with all these emotions.
With students coming back to campus, mental health becomes a crucial part of their lives. Living in a new environment away from home becomes a stressful time while simultaneously focusing on school. Homesickness and anxiety are two of the most prevalent issues faced for students new to campus. It is crucial for individuals to find healthy ways to cope and understand when to seek help. Some coping mechanisms include doing familiar activities, like working out or listening to music. Program manager of the McLean County Center for Human Services, Megan Mosier, explains how these coping mechanisms can minimize the effects of mental health.
The first thing I always encourage people to do is be finding coping skills or things that help that you can do anywhere or all the time. So have like a variety of things. Most people have like one or two things they always go to. And they may not realize, one, when you move to a new place or you have different things that happen in your life that are stressful, you have to do more. Don't just do your regular stuff. Add some stuff to it. You know, that will help you with stress. That will help you with anxiety and just help you relax in general. So, and then the variety of things, I tell people even just to try new stuff.
Mosier also emphasized the importance of using these coping mechanisms anywhere and anytime to reduce stress. With mental illness, there are so many stigmas or misconceptions surrounding the topic. Many people are afraid to get help or think of mental health issues as carrying a negative connotation. Illinois State University has organizations open to all students to better educate the community about mental health. The Students Ending Mental Illness Stigmas is a group that meets regularly to discuss recovery tips and educate the members about mental health. Club President Maggie Palomo spoke on the misconceptions of stigmas.
We want to educate about stigmas, and we really want to make sure that, like, we eliminate the ways that people might think about mental illness in unhealthy ways. It's a good way to put it. What a stigma is it's just the bad ideas that you have about mental illness. For instance, you think that like someone with anxiety is a shaky mess that can't go out during the day. And those things aren't always true, and sometimes they're unhealthy. We stand for taking down those kinds of ideals.
Mental health has a clear impact on everyone's physical condition. It can make adapting to a new environment a bigger ordeal than it already is. Students at Illinois State have so many resources to help with their mental well-being. Finding ways to identify and express these emotions is the only way to have a smooth transition into a new environment. For 103.3 WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Leo Stodeher.
Thank you, Leo, so much for that amazing story on mental health. Now, mental health is something so important and very near and dear to my heart. I know, you know, whether it is breaking stigmas, talking about coping mechanisms and, you know, things like that. What do you think, Maritza?
I think it's really important to deal with these emotions in healthy ways and understand that, you know, when things do become overwhelming, we're not alone. And I think a really important resource that Leo didn't really mention in his piece is the student counseling services on campus. Mm-hmm. If students ever do need actual help or would like to set up something when they are feeling overwhelmed, that's something that they can find. They can go to their website and definitely get some help that are professionally from professionals who are trained.
Absolutely. And the other cool thing about student counseling services is that they have a 24-hour help hotline. So even if you call, you know, whether it be during the night because, you know, you have an emergency situation going on, they will transfer you to a licensed professional who will pick up the phone and they will talk to you and stuff like that. So it's a very awesome, you know, resource that we have available. So thank you, Leo, so much for introducing us to the mental health aspect of health and wellness here on Bird's Eye View. Now, another important factor in our well-being is physical wellness. How active we are greatly affects our mood every day and energy every day. WZND's Haley Scheffler spoke with the YMCA and Recreation Center at Illinois State University.
When coming to a new environment, maintaining your health can be a challenge. Whether you're an incoming freshman or joining a new gym, staying motivated can be challenging. Nicolette Hersey, the lead personal trainer and group fitness coordinator at the YMCA, has more on how people can stay motivated to work out in a new environment.
We have group fitness classes, which for people new in town, that's always a great way to meet new people is through a group setting. We do have personal training, and that's just a good way to kind of get used to working out if they're from somewhere new and they haven't worked out before. It's a very welcoming place here.
As a student, school is stressful whether you're a freshman or a senior, and it can be challenging trying to find time to work out. Campus Recreation puts a focus on mental health and physical well-being. The Rec Center offers classes ranging from mindful meditation and restorative yoga, which is aimed at slowing the mind down and de-stressing, to strength classes like HIIT and total body strength, to cardio classes like cycle and Zumba. Madison Brown, the fitness coordinator at Campus Rec, has more on how physical wellness affects one's mental health.
I think fitness can supply a release and an outlet for people that might be dealing with a little bit of physical or mental stress. We know oftentimes as the semester goes on, there's waves of stressful times, and fitness can be that release for them to come to, de-stress, not have to think about the test coming up, and just focus on the present and the activity that they're embarking on right at that moment.
As students, physical well-being goes hand in hand with mental health. Exercising just 30 minutes a day can affect both your mood and overall health. Both Campus Recreation and the YMCA makes fitness accessible with their range of group fitness classes, personal training, and their different facilities. For WZND Bird's Eye View, I'm Haley Scheffler.
Thank you so much, Haley, for telling us all about health and exercise here at Illinois State. And, you know, a little fun fact about Haley, she is a fitness trainer at the Rec Center. So if you do decide to, you know, go check out one of the health and fitness classes at the Rec and you see Haley, make sure to say hello and compliment her on her BIF piece. But yeah, Maritza, what do you think?
I think it's really important to know that there's certain classes that do incorporate mental health and physical wellness. The meditation, the yoga, that really does help out to really conjoin these two together and make people relax when they are feeling overwhelmed. So I think it's a nice transition from one story to the other and really realizing how they do affect each other. And I always run and I always try to stay active to know, you know, what my surroundings are, kind of get familiar with the community. So I think it's a really important factor in our mental health.
Absolutely. I think exercise really goes hand in hand with mental health. So, you know, those two stories were great to hear back to back. Now, coming up after the break, we will catch up with Chief of Police at ISUPD, Aaron Woodruff, on ways to stay safe on campus. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bird's Eye View. Now, our next piece is a little special here because it is done by our very own Maritza Navarro-Lopez. Maritza, you want to take it away?
Yeah, so I took a look into how nutrition does affect our performance in school and our well-being while on campus or in a new environment. So as students, I know how hard it can sometimes become in the middle of semester when we're working so hard and we forget to eat in between our work or during our busy days. So I spoke to Health and Wellness Coordinator Carrie Calvert and the Nutrition and Food Dietetics Club to get more on this story. As the school year sets into full gear, it's crucial for students to understand how nutrition affects their well-being. A healthy diet can influence your mood, anxiety levels, and your physical health. Healthy diets include high-quality food that contain vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Being mindful of what you are eating and how often you are eating can also affect your performance in school. Carrie Calvert, the coordinator of health promotion and wellness at Illinois State University, expands on the link between nutrition and a student's ability to learn.
Students burn a lot of energy because of studying. Your brain is working hard. If you're hungry, it's hard to learn, right? If your brain isn't fully engaged and firing because you're either tired or you're hungry or you're worried about something, then school is just that much more difficult because you're not 100% focused.
Calvert emphasizes the importance of a balanced diet for a student of any age. Our bodies rely on nutritional foods each day to run smoothly and efficiently. When students arrive on campus, knowing what nutritional resources are available is essential for a smooth transition. Gabriella Gleisner, the president of the Food, Nutrition, and Dietetics Club at Illinois State, emphasizes the importance of knowing what is in the food we are consuming. She explains what resources are available for students who use the dining halls provided by the university.
The Illinois State app, you can add a dining hall guide. And for each meal, you can look at the nutritional facts and information for everything that is out in the dining hall. So that's a great resource to look at the foods and see what exactly is going into the soup and then the nutritional content of it.
Ultimately, it is crucial to be aware of how nutrition affects our daily lives and understand how to maintain a healthy diet as students arrive to a new environment. This includes the resources available on and off campus or simply how to form a balanced diet. For WZND's Bird's Eye View, I'm Maritza Navarro-Lopez.
Great job on that one, Maritza. Now, do you want to maybe tell our listeners a little bit about what you learned in the process of, you know, researching and doing that Bird's Eye View piece?
Yeah, talking to these RSOs on campus and the health and wellness coordinators, I realized that there is a dietitian available in the dining halls for students who do have maybe some dietary restrictions or are vegan. So they have a little bit of help and guidance for those things inside of the dining halls, as well as they also said that if we are new to a diet and we don't really know how to start forming a healthier diet, they both told me that having a colorful plate is a great way to start, making sure we have our greens, our reds, and a little bit of our protein is a wonderful way to just start to have a healthy diet. So it's nice to know that maybe if you're not too knowledgeable on the topic, there is a place to start and eventually transition as you do your research and learn more about the situations and what's available to you, whether it be in the dining halls or in the local stores.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm now a junior, I'm not living in the dorms, but it would have been so nice to know, you know, oh, there is people I could go talk to in the dining center to help me, you know, figure out my diet, because I know there's a whole freshman 15 or whatever, whenever you first get to school, you're eating, you know, dining center food and you're not eating, you know, home cooked meals. So it's sometimes hard to keep a healthy, well-balanced diet. But, you know, thank you so much for that piece. And now our next piece, we are talking about health and well-being in a new environment. And speaking of which, it is important to know how to stay safe in a new community. WZND's Joe Vargas spoke with the ISUPD and Emergency Services to find out more about who to contact during emergency situations in the new Redbird Walk.
With students needing to walk to and from campus at late hours, there have always been some concerns about student safety and what can be done to reduce risks around ISU. Redbird Safe Walk is a program designed to ensure students can make it to their destination safely by having either a volunteer or police officer escort them. Eric Hodges, the Director of Emergency Management at ISU, gave us some important information on how the new Safe Redbirds app can be used to help keep you and your friends safer.
What's new is inside the new Safe Redbirds app, there's two new features. One of them is called Virtual Safe Walk. You identify on the app where you are headed to, and then you hit go, and it notifies the ISU Police Department, and the dispatcher there, if they're available, will be able to watch the breadcrumbs on a Google map until you reach your destination.
Director Hodges then went on to explain the ways your friends can monitor your walk home if you so choose with the Friend Walk option in the app.
There's also Friend Walk, which operates very similar, where you identify a friend within the app and you identify your destination, and they are also able to watch your breadcrumbs on a Google map until you reach your destination. Those are the three options that we have right now regarding Safe Walk.
In addition to Safe Walk, there are personal habits that can also be done to reduce risks when walking at night. ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff gave us a list of effective ways to make your walk at night safer for yourself.
You know, one of the biggest things that students can do is pay attention to their surroundings. You know, a lot of times, if at least you see the danger ahead, you can avoid the situation. Or again, if you're walking with a friend or somebody else that's responsible, if you've been drinking, at least if somebody is sober and can pay attention to the surroundings, that way to keep you safe, whether it's from being struck by a car crossing the street or any other danger sign.
Chief Woodruff then went on to discuss ways students can help keep themselves or their friends out of harm's way at social gatherings.
Well, we encourage a bystander intervention. So when you see a friend or somebody maybe potentially trying to get somebody intoxicated intentionally to get sexually assault them or to do something further, we would recommend, you know, you step in and intervene, get that person out of there or distract that other person. Another thing that we would recommend too is we do have, as a university, have an amnesty policy. So even if your friend needs medical assistance, they drank too much or they overdosed on something, there is assistance available where the caller, the student who calls for that assistance, won't get in any trouble. And that certainly, we want to encourage, again, the bystanders to intervene and get others help when they need it. So that's a big policy that a lot of students aren't aware of.
Reporting for WZND, I'm Joe Vargas.
Thank you, Joe, for a wonderful way to learn how to have emergency situations handled and who to contact for those things. Something really interesting that we found out was that the Redbird Safety Walk has this feature where you can be watched by your friends or be monitored as you're walking home if you ever feel unsafe or walking back. I think it was really interesting to know that there's ways to have an officer to help you or just a friend, maybe if you're not comfortable talking to an officer. So what do you think about that, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, a really great, you know, resource that we have. You also see, you know, around campus, we have like those blue boxes and we hear about Redbird Safe Walk. And a lot of times people are, you know, they're like, oh, no, like, I don't want to like call the police or something and fear that something bad will happen. But, you know, those resources are available and they're here to help us. You know, they're here for us students and, you know, they're here to take advantage of. And kind of like going off that a little bit, something Joe did mention in his piece while talking to Chief Woodruff is that they do have that amnesty policy. I think, you know, just in general, people are really afraid to, whether it be, you know, with Redbird Safe Walk or, you know, calling the police on this or that, they're afraid that if they call while they're intoxicated, they're going to get in trouble, which is not true. You won't get in trouble. You know, we want everybody to be safe. And I think that's why the main point of having these resources available is so, you know, not to like get people in trouble, but to keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. So stick around after this short break and we will catch up with the Community Involvement Center on how being involved affects our time on campus and where students can go when they need academic help. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Thank you so much and welcome back to Bird's Eye View. We're getting to the tail end of our show here, and we have two more amazing stories coming up just in a little bit. Looking right now, we are going to take a look at all of the resources available there is on campus, and there's only one way to get familiar with your community, and that is by being involved. Being involved on campus, on and off, will make transitioning and making friends much easier. WZND's Nick Imparo explored how engagement benefits students and the community overall.
As new students arrive on campus, it's important for them to engage in their school community. For new students, the transition to not only a new school but a whole new environment can be tough and stressful. Community engagement can be crucial for a student's well-being, especially in a new setting. Interim Director and Assistant Director for Service Learning for Illinois State University's Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning, Harriet Steinbeck, says that when students do things on campus, it contributes to a healthy community.
I think it's kind of this idea of contributing to a healthy community, but I think that when we care about our community, then we're really embodying our personal values and we're carving time out of our days or our weeks or our months in which we are doing things.
Another crucial reason why it's important for students to stay engaged is the overall personal benefit. When new students come here and make it their home, there are questions that students face. Steinbeck explains how issues in and around campus can affect students and why it's important to stay on top of things.
There's also a tremendous amount of personal benefit, but we know that students are going to be in this community for 2 or 4 or 5 years, and there are issues in Normal that affect students, even really simple things like public transportation or quality of roads, or is there going to be 5G? All of those things affect students. And so we want to help students understand that and help them find their place in Normal and engage.
Community engagement does have an important impact on students, and finding ways to stay involved is crucial. Students looking to get more involved on campus can get more information from the Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning. For WZND's Bird's Eye View, I'm Nick Amparo.
Thank you so much, Nick, for telling us how we can get involved in the community. And, you know, another important way to get involved on campus is by joining an RSO, which is a registered student organization. Sorry about that here. You know, some of you guys may not know this, but WZND is an RSO as well. So I know for me, that was one of the ways I got involved your freshman year. Maritza, can you tell me more about, you know, different RSOs and stuff like that on campus?
Yeah, joining RSOs is one of the easiest way to get involved in on campus and as well as in the community. A lot of people do you know, community service, and they do get involved with things around us. So it's a nice way to not only meet people on campus, but also get involved and realize what is surrounding our campus, what ways to get involved around our campus. You know, people can join all these RSOs as we did joining ZND, and we have been more involved with the rest of the community. But another thing we do want to talk about is how students particularly worry and focus on their homework and projects. In a student's life, this is a main factor into their stress. Our very own Avery Hall spoke to an Illinois State academic advisor on the resources available and tips for students.
Illinois State University is home to over 20,000 students that are looking to make the best out of their college experience. There are a lot of opportunities that the university has to offer, ranging from becoming a member of a registered student organization to studying abroad in different countries. One of the main aspects of success at Illinois State stems at the academic level. It can be quite hard for new students to find their way as far as what resources are available for them. Elizabeth Chupp, Director of Academic Advising for the School of Communication at ISU, explains that there are several resources that students can use to help themselves succeed academically.
There's several resources that are available for tutoring services specifically. The best resource that students can take advantage of is the Visor Academic Center. They offer a lot of different resources for students, including tutoring services for a variety of courses that students can sign up for.
There are a lot of things that students can do to help themselves on campus, but sometimes they can get distracted from their academics and struggle as a result. Chupp offered some advice as far as what students can do to help themselves in case they do wind up in the deep end.
Have open communication with their professors. Go talk to them. They are people too. They want to help students be successful. If you are willing to take that extra effort to go talk to your professor, that can make a big impact on your academic success.
Although there are a lot of resources available for students to use, figuring out how to study the material is just as important as finding it. Chupp explained the importance of finding a balance when it comes to studying.
One thing that I would recommend for students is to just try different strategies and figure out what works best for you. A big thing I would also recommend is finding a place that will help you study. An environment that also works with your study habits is just as important as figuring out what strategies work for you.
Academic wellness is one of the key factors that contribute to the overall mental health of students at Illinois State University. Utilizing the resources that are available, advocating for yourself, and staying on track throughout the school year can help students not only succeed academically, but it would help truly maximize their college experience altogether. For WZND's Bird's Eye View, I'm Avery Hall.
Thank you so much, Avery. It is clear that there are so many resources available on and off campus to familiarize ourselves with our new surroundings. It is important to be aware of where to turn when we do feel overwhelmed or just need some help.
Joining ZND was one of our ways to get involved on campus and really get familiarized with the new community that we were in. I know both of our freshman years. I know it's the way that I got involved with most RSOs. Being here really made my transition easier as a freshman. You know, being in a new 4-year, I'm 2 hours away from home, so it definitely helped me find my home away from home. So I don't know what your experience has been like, you know, coming here for the first time.
No, yeah, exactly. And I have to, you know, definitely like reflect off that too. You know, Mertz and I are actually from like the same hometown kind of.
Yeah.
We both went to a school in Aurora, shout out to A-Town. But yeah, no, I mean, I think definitely coming here to ISU, I was just so eager to get involved because for me, coming to college was a fresh start. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this and try this and try that, which, you know, I recommend to, you know, at least try everything once. If you have an interest in something, you know, go to that RSO meeting, go check it out. You know, if you are feeling down, you know, maybe contact student counseling services. That's why they're there, you know. Joining Z&D for me was a really great opportunity, and I'm really glad that I did join because I have met some of my lifelong friends here, and it has been an amazing opportunity that I got, you know, not only to further my education, but further my professional growth as well. And, you know, that doesn't only go out for, you know, Z&D, that goes out for, you know, everything. You know, I've gotten involved in the community that way. You know, I've been able to talk to local representatives, community leaders and officials to get involved and stuff like that. So, you know, there's plenty of ways to get involved here and around campus.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you for having a wonderful first Bird's Eye View.
And you as well.
And a quick shout out to our amazing Bird's Eye View team and all the hard work they did to make this show possible. If you missed any of today's Bird's Eye View show, make sure to check out WZND.com for the full podcast. We'll catch you guys next month on October 27th for the next BIV. Thank you so much again. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.